And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with a 20-year-old Pakistani national recently arrested for allegedly plotting a terror attack in New York City. The man undoubtedly thought ISIS needed a social media manager because he could not resist posting his support for ISIS online. Don't you remember the days when immigrants came to this country seeking a better life, not to destroy it? Yeah, he planned to target Jewish centers in Brooklyn on significant dates, and that just shows that it's time, well past time, for us to sit down and have a heart-to-heart about the people we're welcoming into this country. Now, here's a story I don't think you planned on hearing today. California progressives are probably not very happy with their trophy governor. Governor Gavin Newsom recently vetoed a bill that would have given illegal immigrants access to interest-free home loans up to $150,000. Newsom himself cited finite funding as the reason. Yeah, I know, I can't believe it either. Gavin Newsom vetoing giving money to people who didn't earn it? Who'd have thunk it? Moving on, tennis legend Martina Navratilova has served up an ace, see what I did there, in the debate over women's sports. She defended a coach wearing a hat from XXXY Athletics, a brand dedicated to protecting women's sports spaces. Navratilova stated, quote, being pro-women is not hate, it's actually progressive. I get the sentiment, I do, but come on, supporting biological reality, not really progressive, it's just common sense. In a world where up is down and boys are girls, it's nice to see a prominent athlete actually stand up for the integrity of women's sports, but it is disheartening that it's even needed. And in a story that makes you question our entire education system, a former teacher of the year has been charged with grooming and sexually assaulting a student. And parents have to continue fighting school boards against inappropriate material in school libraries and in the classrooms, and we have teachers who are doing this right under our noses. And Florida's Department of State is currently investigating potential fraudulent activities in gathering signatures for an abortion amendment petition. A group called Floridians Protecting Freedom is playing fast and loose with the rules. Governor DeSantis pointed out the amendment's language is so confusing, even pro-life folks are accidentally supporting it. It's like the abortion crowd doesn't really want voters to understand what they're voting for. If you really believe in what you're doing, what's with all the trickery? And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.